Everybody find a seat. Make room. Squish in there. I'm sitting lower than you guys. Good morning. What?
Good morning.
That's a little better. All right. So today I have a lesson for you. Pretty simple lesson, but it's kind of important. You guys keep a secret? This is really a big people lesson, but it's hidden in a children's story. Shh. All right, I'm going to read a story from my favorite children's book. Any of you guys remember Twyla? Do you like?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. This story is called The Spider Woman. And an interesting thing, I just recently found out that Twyla is a real person. Which I thought was kind of neat. So I think these stories are maybe not exactly 100% true, but they're based on something true. So anyway, I'm going to read the story. See if you can figure out what the lesson is. It says, not so long ago, but far, far away, there was a godly young woman named Twyla who loved the Lord. She lived in a country called Bolivia near the village of Santa Rosa del Sara. Most days, she would drive her horse, Good Boy, to town to sell her milk, cheese, and eggs and fresh bread. And when she finished, she would sit on the bench at the edge of the market to eat her lunch, and afterward, many of the local children would gather around her and she would tell them stories from the Bible. A big old tree shaded the bench on hot days, and there was a woman who would sit on a blanket under the limbs of that old tree and weave belts. She didn't look like any of the other people in the marketplace. All of her clothing was hand-woven wool of bright colors with complicated patterns. She kept to herself and seldom talked to anyone unless they approached her about buying one of her belts. Twyla couldn't help but notice her and wondered who she was and where she was from. So one afternoon, while Twyla was sitting on a quilt in her neighbor Henriette's backyard helping her snap beans, she asked Henriette about the woman. Henriette knew right away who Twyla meant. She told Twyla about a high desert valley deep in the mountains where the woman's people had lived from before the earliest memories of the people of Santa Rosa del Sara. There weren't many of these people now, and probably never had been, perhaps 2,000 at the most, and they had their own language, which was different from any other language. As far as anybody knew, there had never been a single person to tell them about Jesus. Twyla couldn't believe it. She knew the Bible, and she knew that the Bible in Revelation 7:9 said that there would be people from every tongue before the throne of God. How could that happen if nobody ever took the gospel to these people? Henriette assured her that it wasn't because no one had tried, but these people had a false religion that taught them that they were the only children of God, and all the rest of the people on the earth were children of Satan. So if anybody tried to tell them the truth about their God, they simply wouldn't listen. They reasoned that a child of devil couldn't tell them anything about God. The other problem was that nobody had ever thought it worthwhile to translate the Bible into their language, since so few people would be able to understand it, even if they could read it. Henriette said that the only hope was that one of their own people could be converted while trading in a village, and also would have learned enough Spanish to read the Spanish Bible. Then that person could take the gospel to the high desert valley and the people might listen. Henriette said that because all of these people were weavers, and since spiders are known for weaving webs, the people of Bolivia who speak Spanish called them the Gente Arana, which in English would be the spider people. They wove many things but were best known for their belts, which had a series of pictures woven into them to tell a story. No two belts were alike. Henriette had heard that the woman in the market was one of the best of all their weavers and was able to send much money back to the high desert valley. Therefore, she was greatly respected by her people. While Twyla listened, she was filled with compassion. Oh, Henriette, she said, God has laid such a burden on my heart for these people, but what can I do? How can I carry the gospel to them when they've turned others away? Well, God likes to show himself strong in situations that look hopeless to us, said Henriette. Pray earnestly for the people and stand back and watch what God can do. So Twyla went home that night and poured her heart out in prayer on behalf of the spider people, that they might somehow hear the true gospel of Jesus Christ. It happened one day, after Twyla had finished eating her lunch, that she was sitting on the bench by the marketplace telling stories from the Bible to the children, that the spider woman was weaving a belt underneath the nearby tree. From her bench, Twyla could see down to the river where some men were fishing and women were now washing their clothes. The spider woman could see the river too. Twyla wished she could go down there and just walk right on top of the water. She knew if she could do that, the spider woman would believe. But as she was looking, she saw a small child who wandered away from his mother, toddling toward a place where there was a steep bank which dropped directly into deep water. Twyla had often watched boys diving into the river from that spot. As the child continued, unnoticed by his mother, Twyla stiffened. Then she stood and was walking quickly and then running as she tried to outrace the child to the riverbank. As the toddler tumbled over the edge, Twyla jumped in right behind him. The mother, hearing the splash, turned and realizing that her son was gone, knew immediately what had happened. Screaming, she ran toward the river, and when she looked down over the edge of the bank, there was Twyla, holding onto a tree root with one hand and the child with the other. The mother burst into tears of joy as Twyla handed her child. Soaking wet and feeling a little embarrassed and immodest, Twyla had no desire to climb out of the river in front of the small crowd that had collected to investigate the commotion, so she eased up the river to a place where she could crawl up the bank into some thick brush that led to where Good Boy was tied. Twyla hoped that nobody had noticed her, and hardly anybody had. But the spider woman had, and she asked somebody in Spanish. She had learned while trading there at the marketplace who Twyla was. "Oh, that's the milk lady," someone said. The spider woman wondered why the milk lady, who was a daughter of the devil, would bother to save the life of somebody else's child. And wondering, she began to weave again. And Twyla went home, and before she went to bed, she prayed to God that he would make a way for the spider people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It happened again one day, after Twyla had finished eating her lunch, that she was sitting on the bench by the marketplace telling stories from the Bible to the children, and the spider woman was weaving a belt underneath the nearby tree. From her bench, Twyla could see a blind man begging, and the spider woman could see him too. He had a tin cup in front of him for people to put money in, and when coins were dropped in, he could hear them and would say, "Thank you." But on this day, somebody had quietly put some paper money into the cup to bless the man. It was quite a bit of money, but the blind man didn't even know that it was there because he couldn't hear the paper go into the cup. Twyla wished she could just walk over to the blind man and restore his sight. She knew if she did that, the spider woman would believe. But just then, some wicked boys who hung around the marketplace looking for trouble saw the money, and when they thought nobody would see them, they stole it, and the blind man didn't even know he'd been robbed. But Twyla saw, and the spider woman did too. So when it was time for Twyla to head for home, she reached into the pocket on the inside of her apron where she had all the money she had earned that morning from selling her milk, cheese, eggs, and fresh bread. Most of it was paper money. She closed her eyes and said a little prayer thanking God that when she opened them again, she would be able to see. She closed her eyes and said a little prayer, thanking God that when she opened them again, she would be able to see, and as she passed by the blind beggar on her way to where she had Good Boy tied, she quietly slipped the money into the cup. Twyla hoped that nobody noticed her, and hardly anybody had, but the spider woman had, and she asked somebody in Spanish she had learned while trading there at the marketplace who Twyla was. "Oh, that's the cheese lady," the spider woman said somebody. The spider woman wondered why the cheese lady, who was a daughter of the devil, would pay a debt that she didn't owe. In wondering, she began to weave again. And Twyla went home, and before she went to bed, she prayed that God would make a way for the spider people to hear the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And on another day, Twyla had finished eating her lunch, she was sitting on the bench by the marketplace telling stories from the Bible to children. And the spider woman was weaving a belt underneath the nearby tree. From her bench, Twyla saw a huge storm with black clouds suddenly begin to swoop down out of the mountains. And the spider woman saw it too. And all the people in the marketplace began to roll up their goods and their blankets and run for shelter. But Twyla just walked calmly over to where Good Boy was tied, unhooked him from the wagon, and made sure his lead rope was secured to a tree. Then she covered him with an old wool blanket. The storm was nearly on them. Lightning cracked all around and limbs snapped off trees. Twyla wished she could say, "Peace, be still," and the storm would stop. She knew that then the Spider Woman would notice and she could tell her about Jesus. But just then it began to pour down rain, so Twyla wrapped a little tarp around her, lay down under the wagon, and took a nap until the storm was over. Twyla hoped that nobody noticed her, and hardly anybody had. But the Spider Woman had, and she asked somebody in Spanish she had learned while trading there at the marketplace who Twyla was. "Oh, that's the Egg Lady." The Spider Woman wondered why the Egg Lady, who was the daughter of the devil, wasn't afraid of such a powerful storm. And wondering, she wrapped her arms more tightly around her blanket and weaving, and began weaving. When the rain stopped, Twyla awoke from her nap and went home, and before she went to bed, she prayed to God that he would make a way for the spider people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And on another day, after Twyla had finished eating her lunch, that she was sitting on the bench by the marketplace telling stories from the Bible to children, and the Spider Woman was weaving a belt underneath a nearby tree, from her bench, Twyla could see some orphan boys who had been abandoned to survive however they could on their own, digging through the trash cans for food, and the Spider Woman could see them too. They caught Twyla's attention right away because something had happened earlier that day. Twyla sold all her milk, cheese, and eggs and fresh bread easily. So it was quite a surprise when she got back to the marketplace and noticed that in her wagon there were still 3 loaves of bread. That had never happened before, so she had to assume that God had a plan for that bread. Now as it sat beside her on the bench, she was certain she knew what God's plan was. She wished she could bless these loaves and they would increase and she could feed 5,000 people. She knew that if she did that, the Spider Woman would notice and believe. But just then, the orphan boys walked behind a small building, and Twyla saw her chance. She quickly walked over to a nearby trash can that the boys hadn't dug through yet and dropped the 3 loaves in. Twyla hoped that nobody noticed her, and hardly anybody had. But the Spider Woman had, and she asked somebody in Spanish she had learned while trading there at the marketplace who Twyla was. "Oh, that's the Fresh Bread Lady." The Spider Woman wondered why the Fresh Bread Lady, who was the daughter of the devil, would care about a bunch of hungry orphan boys. And wondering, she began to weave again. Twyla went home, and before she went to bed, she prayed to God that he would make a way for the spider people to hear the gospel. And on another day, after Twyla had finished eating her lunch, that she was sitting on a bench by the marketplace, telling stories from the Bible to the children, and the Spider Woman was weaving a belt underneath a nearby tree, from her bench, Twyla saw a funeral passing through town on the way to the cemetery. The people were walking and carrying the coffin on their shoulders, and the Spider Woman could see it too. Twyla asked who had died and was told that it was the only son of a poor widow. Twyla wished she could go and touch the coffin and the dead man would come alive again. She knew if she did that, the Spider Woman would notice and believe. But just then, Twyla saw the old widow walking slowly behind the coffin. Twyla's heart overflowed for her and she began to weep. Twyla hoped that nobody noticed her, and hardly anybody had. But the Spider Woman had, and she asked somebody in Spanish that he had learned while trading at the marketplace who Twyla was. "Oh, that's the milk, cheese, egg, and fresh bread lady. She's a Christian who lives in the community not far from here." Spider Woman wondered why a Christian, if she were actually a daughter of the devil, would weep over somebody else's loss. Still wondering, she said her weaving aside, and the goodness of God gave her sorrow, and although she didn't understand why at the time, she also began to weep. She hoped that nobody had noticed, and hardly anybody had, but God did. Twyla went home, and before she went to bed, she prayed to God that he would make a way for the spider people to learn about Jesus. And the next morning, the Spider Woman awoke and began her usual walk to the marketplace. It took her past the new village church and down the alleyway, which passed by the back door of Juan Montoya's house, just next to his meat shop. Every morning, Juan Montoya and his wife sat there on the back steps, warming up in the rays of the early morning sun, studying their Bibles together. The Spider Woman had always passed by without so much as looking their way, but God was working in her heart. So this morning, she stopped and asked, in Spanish she had learned while trading there at the marketplace, if that was the book which held the words of God. And they answered that it was, and began to share with her from it. And then she went on her way. But she stopped each day and stayed longer and longer until she had heard enough that she could no longer deny the truth. And she knelt right down with the Montoyas on the steps out behind the butcher shop and gave her heart to God. Her first thought when she stood back up was for all the other lost souls in the high desert valley of her people. She knew that if they were ever going to receive the truth, she would have to be the person to do it. But she still had so much more to learn, she didn't know where else to turn, so she asked the Montoyas if they could come with her. Their family was mostly grown. The only one still at home, their youngest son, was fully capable of running the business. It wasn't a question of whether they could go so much as whether they would. They looked at each other only a moment. No words were exchanged. They both knew God's will in the matter. Yes, they would go. It happened again one day, after Twyla had finished eating her lunch, that she was sitting on the bench by the marketplace telling stories from the Bible to the children, and the spider woman was weaving a belt underneath the nearby tree. The spider woman finished the belt, stood up, and rolled all her things into a blanket and left the marketplace. A short while later, when Twyla went to her wagon, she noticed something tied on the good boy's harness. It was a beautiful belt with pictures woven into it that told a story, and the story wasn't hard to read. It began with a spider with big, dark brown eyes, and Twyla knew it meant that the spider woman had been watching her. Then there were pictures of a river and water, and a cup with money sticking out of it, and next a bolt of lightning that was followed by three loaves of bread, and then an eye closed with a teardrop from the corner. This was the first time Twyla knew that the spider woman hadn't even noticed her. The next picture showed a dark brown eye with a tear in its corner. Could that mean the spider woman had felt godly sorrow? Next came a picture of a sword, which Twyla knew often stood for the word of God. How exciting! Then there was a spider at the bottom of a cross, followed by a spider with a crown on its head. How Twyla rejoiced as she understood those pictures. It must mean that the spider woman had experienced godly sorrow, heard the word of God, given her heart to Jesus at the foot of the cross, and was now a child of the king. She was reminded of a scripture from Proverbs, and she quickly pulled out her Bible out of her pocket on the side of her sewing bag and turned to Proverbs 30:28. It said, "The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces." Now, whenever she read that scripture, Twyla would think of the spider woman, and because this spider had taken hold of the gospels, she truly was in the palace of the King of Kings. And that made Twyla think about how she'd always been a bit afraid of spiders. But she thought from now on when she saw a spider, it would probably just remind her that someday there actually will be people from every tongue before the throne of God. Twyla was anxious to show the beautiful belt to Henriette and share with her the good news of how God was making a way for the spider people to hear the true gospel of Jesus Christ. As she passed Juan Montoya's butcher shop, she waved to his youngest son, who was out front sweeping the sidewalk. Then she said, "Get up, good boy," and trotted home, singing hymns and praises to the Lord. Okay, that was a little longer than usual, but anybody figure out what the message was? What the lesson is? Come on. You know, that's definitely a part of the lesson, and it's definitely, it can be true. That was pretty observant. The lesson is people are watching and noticing, and a lot of times we don't know how we live really affects other people. It's really important to put Jesus in our hearts and let him have his ways through us. When we do things his way, it can help the kingdom of God and help people enter into it. So remember when someone's teaching about God, can anybody tell me what 2 plus 2 is?
4.
Okay, 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's good knowledge to have in your head. But Jesus wants us to put his words down in our heart and that'll help us live out his ways. It'll motivate us to live his ways. Not just know it, but to live it. That's what Jesus is hoping for us. When we hear these lessons, they're important, not just to hear it and understand it and forget about it. But he really wants us to put them down in our hearts. And I know that's a big thing, but anyway. All right, you can go back to your seats. I hope you enjoyed it.